So that we are here to allow that to emerge, that dimension of consciousness, which we could call the unconditioned, because the whole stream of thinking is conditioned by the past. And the entire sense of who you are, of identity, of me, that is associated with thinking, is conditioned by the past. It's a conditioned entity, conditioned by your environment. If you had been born in Iraq, the structure of your thoughts would be very similar. The content would be different. It would be working along the same structures. So the content, I believe in this and I believe in that. The structure is that you identify with a belief. I am a such and such. You say religion, profession, status in society, nationality, male, female. I am a few words. Jum, 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 jum. Put them together, little bundle. That's who I am. I'm an ex such and such. I'm a so-and-so survivor. You have survived something, which is wonderful, because humans go through dreadful things and they survive. But then make it into an identity, or the focal point of your sense of self, you're going into identifying with a mental image, which is thought. That's who I am. Some people have grievances, which are thoughts associated with thoughts and emotions going together. They carry grievances towards one particular person, may not even be alive anymore, my ex this or that, or a group of people, or another nation, or another religion, or some other church within your religion, or some other people, some other color or race, or ideology, grievances. So, and for some, that is the focal point of their sense of self, their grievance against. So when communism was still alive, well, in some places it still is, in Russia, people got indoctrinated with certain thoughts. And many people, not all, believed those thoughts. And so they believed in, this is who we are. So their sense of self, I am a communist. The collective identity was an important part of a person's sense of identity. And then communism collapsed. And I read it that in East Germany, when communism collapsed, they didn't have enough psychiatrists. There was enormous mental confusion in people, and also suicides. And the psychiatrists they would have needed 100 times more psychiatrists than they had to deal with all the people who were totally confused. What all the things that we thought we were is suddenly not true anymore. What is going on? Who are, and the fear that comes with that, and I don't know who I am anymore. And that is a dysfunction, to derive your identity from a few thoughts, because that's ultimately what it is. A few thoughts that you identify with, and that is the me. And then that fragile edifice, you try to, because you deep down everybody knows that it feels so insecure, this little me based on thought. That's called the ego, by the way. And so the ego looks out for more to add to the insufficient sense of self, because every sense of self that is mind-based is insufficient, even if it looks confident on the surface. deep down, there's a sense of not insufficient means not enough, or not enough yet to be myself. I do not have enough yet, have not achieved enough yet, don't know enough yet, have not experienced enough yet to be fully and completely myself.